Big Business Lobby Condemns U.S. Capitol Protests as Unconscionable. By John Binder on January 7, 2021. The Business Roundtable and the United States Chamber of Commerce, two of the staunchest proponents of outsourcing American jobs, are condemning protests that occurred at the U.S. Capitol building, calling them unconscionable and tragic events. On Wednesday, supporters of President Donald Trump breached security barriers at the U.S. Capitol following the Save America rally near the White House just as Congress was set to certify the 2020 presidential election. Chamber of Commerce CEO Thomas Donahue called the protests attacks against our nation's Capitol building and our democracy and demanded they end now. The Congress of the United States must gather again this evening to conclude their constitutional responsibility to accept the report of the Electoral College, Donahue said. We extend our respect and appreciation to all of the law enforcement officials who are protecting our government, our elected officials, and our fellow citizens. Similarly, executives at the Business Roundtable released a statement calling the protests inexcusable violence while suggesting Trump had perpetuated false claims about the election. Yesterday's inexcusable violence and chaos at the Capitol makes clear that elected officials' perpetuation of the fiction of a fraudulent 2020 presidential election is not only reprehensible but also a danger to our democracy, our society, and our economy, the statement reads. After the unconscionable and tragic events we witnessed, it could not be clearer that it is time for the nation and lawmakers to unite around President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris, the statement continued. It is only together that we can move forward to successfully confront our nation's many challenges, chief among them ending the pandemic and ensuring a safe and rapid economic recovery. As Breitbart News reported, the nation's biggest banks on Wall Street jumped in to condemn the protests as well. Some bank executives said the scenes are very difficult to watch, while others suggested that now is the time to come together, a sentiment that President-elect Joe Biden has pushed for months. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.